Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website on theedgesofchange.com. Well, hello, and welcome to the podcast for the week of April 10th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. So, a phrase from this week's poem: the song of wildness and color calling you. We have two important Venus cycles this week that call you to what you really love, what you really value. And what about that radically authentic wildness that dwells inside your heart and in your life that is being magnetized in these tumultuous times to come forward and to be expressed? There are two Venus cycles I want to uplift for you so that you can be tracking what are you noticing with your own life this week where the archetype of Venus is present. So I remind you, this archetype, this planetary archetype, has been associated with the shorthand from astrologers is love, money, and values. Love on all levels, relationships, inside, outside, if you will. Money, not just your finances, but also your resources, your energy resources, your time resources. What are you spending? How are you spending your life? And is it giving you a return, so to speak? And then values. What do you really care about? What's important to you? How about self-worth and self-love? So when we have two significant Venus cycles in 1 week, and plus we also had a Venus-Uranus cycle 2 weeks ago, so there is a thread here in these recent times of the Venus thread of kind of noticing what are you tracking about love, money, and values for you. So first of all, on Tuesday, April 11th, Venus is trining Pluto at 0 degrees of Gemini and Aquarius. And this is very cool. A trine means they're 120 degrees away from each other in the sky, in the heavens. And trine implies an easy, harmonious connection. And when I saw this, I thought, this is very cool because Pluto is just recently into Aquarius. And it's had one other significant cycle that was a Mercury square to it last week. But what really captured me was, isn't this cool? As Pluto is stepping across the threshold into a new sign, you know, dipping its toe in and then coming back again, it's like Venus is one of the first greeters to Pluto on that threshold. Venus has just stepped into Gemini, as Pluto's just stepped into Aquarius. And so they're having this harmonious connection. And so one way to consider it is that Gemini is the sign that says, I want options, I want choices, I want to be curious, I want to try something new. Venus in Gemini, let's think about it differently. What are my new narratives or ideas or stories about partnership, about values? I want to shake things up a bit in terms of I need something different. And oh, by the way, I'm in this really, really nice harmony with this underworld deity, Pluto, the transformer, the one who helps us transmute the poisons and detox from the old and clean ourselves out so that we can be renewed. There's a death rebirth. There's a regenerative quality to Pluto. If you listen to my podcast from March 20th, I quoted Eric Meese, a great astrologer. He calls Pluto the cosmic plumber. So we're looking in these times for, you know, what needs to deeply, powerfully transform, to be asking those questions. Where do we want to have progressive new alternatives? And certainly Pluto in Aquarius, one of its strongest energies, is going to be helping us to clean out the pipes with the over-dominated I individualism that has run its course and help us to regenerate the we. You know, because where we are right now on the planet, we will not survive if we don't work together. We know that. And it's that sense of the I and the domination of the individual rights, and it's what's right for me that has to die. And this rebirth of a different kind of collaboration and community is really here. Anyway, that's a long 20-year cycle. However, right now, this week, Venus, she's kind of feeling her oats in Gemini, saying, I want to try something different with my love, money, and values. And Pluto, I want to align harmoniously with you. So one possibility this week that may occur to you is you get some deep insight, Pluto, about changes you want to make in your narrative about relationships and values and resources, where you just say, I'm trying something different. I feel empowered, Pluto, to try it differently, okay? Or you meet, you know, a friend, or you have a relationship connection that is really deep and transformative, even in a small way. Anyway, just want you to know, be watching for how Venus, Pluto, that cycle is showing up for you this week. The second Venus cycle is a very different experience archetypally. On Friday, April 14th, Venus is square Saturn at 4 degrees of Gemini and Pisces. Now, where Pluto is that great transformer, that systemic change maker, Saturn is the one that upholds the structures. Remember, this is the structure maker, the one with the clipboard, the one who wants things to be grounded and responsible and ethical. In its healthy expression, Saturn is very much like our North adult, you know, that grounds us into doing the right thing from a very centered place. And wounded Saturn can be our inner critic, our shoulder, you know, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to follow the rules. We can definitely get caught with a wounded, shut ourselves down with a wounded Saturn. Now, when Venus squares Saturn, that means they're 90 degrees away in the heavens. There's some tension here between Venus and Gemini. I value and I want to explore in relationships something different. And the tension with Saturn saying, okay, and where are the boundaries? And what's mine to do and what's not mine to do? Do I have permission to do this? Okay. And that can be actually very healthy, because Saturn is just recently in its new sign of Pisces. Venus recently in its new sign of Gemini. So we have a little repeat from the Venus-Pluto. This, like, they're kind of in new signs together. Only the one Venus-Saturn says, wow, I get to assess what am I really responsible for in relationships, right? Venus, relationship, Saturn, responsibility. And especially because Saturn's in Pisces, that next two and a half years, Saturn being in Pisces, invites us to be more responsible on a psychic, spiritual, emotional level. That means, first of all, pay attention and take responsibility for your own feelings. And notice where perhaps you're over-responsible for someone else's feelings and energy. So Venus Saturn, that square, can show up, especially with Saturn in Pisces, is, oh, I'm really understanding that I'm kind of enmeshed here in some relationships. I'm doing the feelings for somebody else, or I feel their feelings, they're not doing it, and then in relationship, I want to try and take care of them. You know, that might be one of the themes showing up. There's nothing wrong with it. That's one of the patterns that we can all get into. However, Venus being in Gemini, you might be feeling this energy of, I want something different. Right? So notice this week, later in the week, where there is this tension between the need for options and choices and try something different in yourself and relationships, and also this tension of, but what is really mine to do? How do I be ethical here? How do I take right responsibility? And where am I overburdened that I want to try to shift that a bit? So those are two really... Yeah, two strong Venus cycles that are calling us to this inquiry about how you're spending your life energy and what's really important to you, and are you living your truth in a deep way? So the poem that really supports these Venus cycles is so great for spring, and I want to read it to you now. It's called Scrapping the Lawn by Maya Stein. It would be simpler, surely, to stay in tune with the neighbors, whose yards rest placid at the foot of each house, with nary a dip in topography, save a trio of bushes soldiering the front windows. And it's true that what you've got planned is an upheaval you can't predict. A loose cannon of horticultural proportions, since you've neither the education nor experience to guide you exactly. But there are sacrifices for every choice that goes against the grain. You don't slash and burn without cleaving from your own comfort. Even now, as the lawn lies partially scraped and scorned, you see you could turn back. Patch the broken pieces. Ignore the song of wildness and color calling you. Maybe the grass doesn't need changing, but you do. And that knowing's clear enough to wrap your novice hands on awkward tools to find the garden living there. Please don't ignore the song of wildness and color that's calling you. Don't do what all the neighbors do. Wrap your novice hands on your awkward tools and go find the garden that's living there inside you and in your life. Venus calls to us. What do you really love? How then shall you live your life? What relationships do you want to feed and honor with your precious life force? Notice what shows up for you. So, dear ones, on that note, needing something different, I am changing my platform for my website and temporarily for this podcast. So I wanted to alert you if there's some hiccups this week. Don't be concerned. You can always email me. But I want you to know, first of all, I'm still doing the Pluto and Aquarius workshop on Sunday, April 16th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific. And if you go to my website, ontheedgesofchange.com, and on the homepage, you'll see at the top, you can click on workshops and you'll get information and a button to register. Fingers crossed, it will be working this week. And if not, you can always email me. And then the podcast, I'm going to find a different home for it, but temporarily it's going to be with Buzzsprout. And I will alert you in the notes to this podcast what that link is in case you want to go and see the podcast and see the information there. So thanks for your good Venus work of loving the world just the way you can this week and always. Take good care of yourself and be open to the song of wildness and color that is calling you.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are
on theedgesofchange.com.
Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.